Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, William Clark. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Thursday, January 23rd, 2025, and here are the headlines to start your day. Last night, NU men's basketball team won against Indiana with a final score of 79-70. Something that stood out was the performance of graduate guard Ty Berry, shooting 7 threes and made 23 total points that game. In Evanston news, the Daily Northwestern reported that Chili's, Dogtopia, and 5 AMC screens are scheduled for demolition to create space for a new 27-floor building. This building is planned to have retail and housing spaces, with the space that Chili's currently occupies possibly becoming a different restaurant in the future. In national news, the Associated Press reported that immigrant detention facilities are not equipped to handle the deportations of people who live illegally in the United States, with, quote, an estimated 11.7 million people, end quote. As of now, Immigration and Customs Enforcement can only use its budget to detain 41,000 people. The Laken Riley Act, aimed at providing space for more immigrant detention, would reportedly cost $26.9 billion. In international news, the Associated Press reported also this morning that Saudi Arabia's crown prince plans on investing $600 billion into the United States over the course of the next 4 years. While the specifics of these investments have not been reported, Trump has reported interest in visiting Saudi Arabia if they are willing to purchase, quote, $450 billion or $500 billion, end quote, of American products. That's all for today's Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm William Clark. Be sure to check out more news stories at our website, wnurnews.org. You can also listen to these stories live during our next news show tomorrow at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow morning for another edition of The Daily Cat.